Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Lamont and I am CSL's Chief Financial Officer. It's a pleasure to be here today and meet with our company shareholders. Thank you for coming along and for your support and interest in CSL. This morning I'd like to give you an update on the CSL business, how CSL is placed today and where we are investing in the future. At the end of my presentation, I will then be pleased to take your questions. There are also some of my CSL colleagues here today, and they too will be happy to answer any questions you have over morning tea. CSL began more than a century ago with the Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, was established by the Australian Government to protect the health of a nation. Today, CSL is a global biotechnology company that delivers and develops innovative medicines that save lives and helps people with life-threatening medical conditions live full lives. We are the leading manufacturer in the US $29 billion plasma protein market, and we have one of the world's largest plasma collection networks. We are also the second largest player in the US $6 billion influenza vaccine industry. We have major operations in the US, Europe, and Asia Pacific, and currently have more than 20,000 employees and provide our medicines in over 60 countries. In our 2017 financial year, we generated revenue of US $6.9 billion and a net profit of over US $1.3 billion. At CSL, we have a very strong focus on research and development, with over 1,400 people in this division. Last year, we invested some US $645 million in research and development. With our unique combination of R&D focus, operational excellence, and commercial strength, CSL is well positioned to continue our leadership into the future. More than a century ago, CSL made a promise to protect the health of those stricken with a range of serious medical conditions. Today, that promise has never been stronger. We are driven by our passion and commitment to patients and stakeholders we serve around the world. Our five core company values underscore our commitment to provide the best possible therapies and services. Our first value is patient focus. We listen to and address the needs of people with life-threatening disorders and the professionals who serve them. We conduct and fund medical research, sponsor and support patient programs, improve and expand educational programs, and advocate with government authorities for patient access to care. We are passionate about meeting the needs of our patients. Next is innovation. We invest in emerging technologies to develop new products and improve existing therapies. Our dedication to research and development of plasma proteins and therapeutic proteins ensures that we maintain a robust product pipeline of new, safe, and innovative biotherapies. But innovation is not limited to research and development. We are committed to continuously improve in all facets of our business. Our third value is integrity. We remain deeply committed to continuing our heritage of serving patients whose lives depend on our products. We are ethical and honest at all times. Collaboration is the next value. We aim to collaborate with patient groups, plasma donors, investigators, physicians, nurses, pharmacists, and home healthcare organisations. We continue to work together to achieve better results. And the final value is superior performance. We are patient-focused and performance-driven. We thrive in an environment that fosters innovation, and we strive to be the best at what we do. These values are very important to us. They guide our behaviour, and they guide how we conduct our business. Our focus and commitment also extends to you, our shareholders, and creating shareholder value. If you had the vision to invest $1,000 in CSL shares when the company was listed on the Australian Stock Exchange in 1994 and reinvested your dividends, this would be worth over $350,000 Australian dollars today, a return of approximately 28% per annum. This outstanding growth in shareholder wealth has led us to become the fourth largest company listed on the Australian Stock Exchange, with a market capitalization of approximately 84 billion Australian dollars. I think it's important that our stakeholders in CSL understand the direction we're heading from a strategic perspective. As you can see on the slide, CSL's strategic objectives are centered around five core objectives, which encompass growth, efficiency, delivering on an influenza vaccine strategy, innovation, and the creation of a culture that attracts, retains, and develops the best talent. Everything we do is focused on and driven by these core objectives. At the heart of our strategy is delivering on our promise to patients. We strongly believe that sustainable growth comes from putting our patients first. The patient is the reason why CSL exists at all. It's the execution of our strategy that has enabled us to deliver consistent and strong revenue growth over the last decade. A decade that has delivered a compound average growth rate of some 10%. Growth is about maximising the value of our existing portfolio while delivering new products and innovative therapies. It's this strong and consistent growth that enables us to invest in the business, particularly in research and development, which underpins our future growth. In this industry, the key way to serve our patients is to innovate. Efficiency and reliability of supply are critical, but innovation is key. Patients want better therapies. The flow-on effect of innovation is demand for products and competitor performance. On the subject of growth, I'm pleased to report that CSL issued a profit upgrade just over a week ago. This follows a confluence of good news. Of particular note, though, has been a positive product and geographic sales mix shift and better than expected sales of our IDELVION and HAEGARDA products. In terms of our sales, we have a very broad geographic sales reach, as you can see on this pie chart, which shows the split for our full year 2017 sales. Our key markets are North America and Europe, followed by Asia and Australia, accounting for around about 9% of our total sales. Turning to our sales in a bit more detail, this pie chart shows the various therapeutic areas that make up CSL's portfolio. CSL has grown to become the leading global leader in immunoglobulins, or IG. This is an achievement that we're proud of, and it's our priority to maintain this leadership in the IG market. IG are antibodies that we harvest from plasma, and IG is used to treat a range of immune and neurological disorders. Our IG portfolio represents our largest therapeutic area. We have a very strong market position with our two leading products of Privigen and Hizentra. Demand for both of these products continues to be robust globally. We have also achieved exceptional growth in our specialty products, where we are seeing well above double-digit revenue growth, particularly through our products like Kcentra and Berinert. This growth has continued with the recent launch of HAEGARDA, which we're extremely excited about. HAEGARDA is used to treat patients who suffer from HAE, or hereditary angioedema. They lack a protein called C1, which can result in spontaneous and very significant swelling anywhere on the body. These events are very painful and can be life-threatening if suffered on the throat or face. Another area of strong growth for CSL is our new generation of recombinant haemophilia therapies, IDELVION and AFSTYLA. IDELVION has become the new standard of care for patients with haemophilia B, with its safety profile, high efficacy, and patient convenience, through a significant reduction in a number of infusions. Feedback on the product and the adoption from both patients and physicians has been extremely positive. The blue segment is our influenza vaccine business, Seqirus, which was formed over 2 years ago following the acquisition of the assets that we acquired from Novartis. We have a strategy in place for Seqirus to turn it into a sustainable and profitable business and we are well on track to achieve this. Now turning to our manufacturing network within CSL Behring. Our manufacturing sites include Kankakee in the US just south of Chicago, Bern in Switzerland, Marburg in Germany, and Broadmeadows in Australia, just north of Melbourne. All of our manufacturing sites around the world are highly integrated and very cohesive. After collecting plasma at our collection centres, the majority of the initial fractionation is conducted in the US at our Kankakee site, and then the intermediate materials are transferred to all our various facilities around the world to manufacture the end product. We have a continuous program to refine and expand our manufacturing network to meet future demand for our plasma products, which I'll expand on shortly. Turning to slide 11. Last year, we entered into a joint venture to acquire 80% of a Chinese plasma fractionator called Radar. This acquisition provides CSL with a modest entry point and an important strategic presence in the key market of China. China's plasma products market was estimated to be some $3.3 billion in 2016, with an annual growth rate of approximately 15% for the past 5 years. It is the largest growing IG market in the world, and in volumes terms is second only to the United States. As physicians' awareness increases together with the ongoing improvements to reimburse coverage, current projections for IG see demand growing at more than 15% per annum and outstripping supply, with the gap expected to widen significantly by the end of the decade. As this gap opens up, there is substantial opportunity for plasma companies like CSL to improve supply and enhance the manufacturing process. This is where we believe we can bring expertise in plasma collection and product innovation to expand the care available to patients suffering with rare diseases in China. Shifting now to our other business, Securus. Securus was created, as I mentioned earlier, in 2015 following the merger of the acquired Novartis influenza vaccine assets with our own existing BioCSL business. Securus is the second largest influenza vaccine company in the world, with manufacturing plants in the US, UK, Germany and Australia. Its operations consist of the following sites: Liverpool in the UK, which uses egg-based production and is the UK's only injectable flu vaccine facility. Parkville, Australia, also egg-based production and the only manufacturer in the Southern Hemisphere. Holly Springs in the US utilises cell culture technology for production, the first major advancement in influenza production in over 40 years. Our Holly Springs facility is the only cell culture facility of scale globally. These production facilities gives us the scale to provide priority pandemic security in these countries, as well as produce differentiated seasonal influenza products for the global markets all year round. Influenza is a serious disease, which unfortunately too often is confused with the common cold. It is a virus for which we can vaccinate, but it is different from other viruses in that it is constantly changing. Therefore, unlike other vaccines, which give you lifelong immunity, the vaccine for influenza needs to be developed and produced every season. In addition, there is also the risk of major pandemics. Whilst these are infrequent, they can be very serious. The classic example of a pandemic was the Spanish flu pandemic in 1919, where the estimates of how many people died range from between 20 to 100 million. Every year, there are epidemics of flu which sweep the globe. Around 5 to 10% of the population contracts influenza each year. In many cases, it has mild effects, but for some people it is a lot more serious and can cause up to 500,000 deaths each year. As these epidemics circle the world, all countries are affected, but not all countries vaccinate, and typically the parts of the community most risk are children and the elderly. When we acquired the influenza vaccine assets from Novartis in 2015, this business was loss-making. But since then, we have been working on a strategy to turn Seqirus into a profitable and sustainable business. I'm pleased to say that this strategy is on track and Seqirus is expected to break even in the current financial year and then become profitable over the next 2 years. A large part of Seqirus' improvement has been the shift in its product mix from the traditional trivalent or three-strain vaccine to a higher value quadrivalent or four-strain vaccine, which you can see in these pie charts. Another driver of Seqirus' strong revenue growth has been the increase in Fluad, which is the orange segment on the pie charts. Fluad is what we call an adjuvanted influenza vaccine. It has a booster or an immune-enhancing ingredient that is designed specifically for the elderly to provide a strong immune response to protect against the flu. The good news is it has become available in Australia this year for the first time as part of the National Immunisation Program. You can see on the right-hand side of the slide branding images of our products. I'd now like to turn to capital allocation and give you a feel for how we make investment decisions at CSL and how this impacts your investment in the company. Running a global operation like ours and keeping ahead of patient demand requires a large amount of capital investment. Over the last 10 years, we have allocated around $20 billion of capital, more than half of which has been returned to shareholders through dividends and our share buyback program. You will notice I have included R&D as part of our capital allocation. Whilst this is expensed at CSL, we don't capitalise our R&D investment, it is important to look at research and development investment through the same lens as we do when making other capital allocation decisions. Now let me break down the various components of our capital allocation. First, there is capital expenditure or CapEx. On this slide, you will see the level of CapEx has increased significantly over the past 2 to 3 years and is expected to be around $1 billion this financial year. There is a lot of growth going on in the company, and this requires an increased level of capital expenditure. This includes investing in plasma collection centres and investing in our manufacturing network to ensure we have the capacity to meet the growing demand for our products. Let me walk you through some of the major areas in which we are making this capital investment. At CSL, we operate one of the world's largest and most efficient plasma collection networks. These centres receive millions of donations every year to provide the plasma we need to produce our life-saving medicine for our patients. Just a reminder for those not so familiar with plasma, about half of our blood is water. 45% red blood cells and 5% proteins. We are interested in the proteins. So when we take a donation, we take the water and the protein. This is called plasma. And then we transfuse the red cells back into the donor. On this slide, you will see that we have been expanding our plasma collection network quite significantly over the last 3 to 4 years by opening new centres. As demand for our products continues to increase, we need to be collecting enough raw material to meet this growth and ensure a reliable supply of our products to our patients well into the future. As of April 2018, we had an integrated network of over 190 plasma collection centres, with new centre openings running at 2 to 3 per month. In our centres, we use the most sophisticated methods available, which meet or exceed stringent safety and quality standards and reflect our commitment to ensuring all of our products are safe and effective. On this manufacturing side of things, we continue to invest in state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities around the world. At our Kankakee site in the United States, we have completed the construction of a new base fractionation plant and planning is already underway for further capacity in the future. The tall building you see here is by far the tallest building in Kankakee and for that matter miles around an area largely dominated by cornfields. With this in mind, we called the construction project Everest, after a rather tall mountain on the other side of the world. At our Broadmeadows facility in Victoria, we continue to expand capacity in several areas. A new production module for IG is currently underway and is expected to be completed this calendar year. This will double the plant's capacity to produce Privigen and increase our global supply for IG by around 30%. We have also been investing in a new albumin production facility, which is largely complete, and we anticipate to receive approval and begin production in 2019. We are also constructing a new manufacturing operation in Langnau, Switzerland. As you can see from this picture, we are making excellent progress. The installation of major equipment is underway and permanent employees are already working on site. Once operational, this facility will support the commercial production of CSL's recombinant coagulation products. The next part of the pie I would like to talk about is research and development. Research and development has made a valuable contribution in making CSL the successful company that it is today. Innovation has been in the DNA of CSL since our beginning in 1916, and it continues to be at the core of everything we do. CSL has invested more than $2 billion in research and development over the last 5 years, and again, as you can see by this chart, this is increasing as the company grows. As I said, innovation is a key pillar of CSL's strategy and an important driver of our performance and future growth. We need to keep innovating so that we can continue to deliver on our promise to patients, because without them, we don't have a business. Listed here are some of the significant areas of innovation that we have been focusing on. First one is transplant. Our emerging transplant franchise is developing well. Transplant is a field of significant unmet need, and our goal is to support patients before, during, and after transplantations with new therapies. We are investigating the use of current CSL products to treat patients with graft versus host disease and or experiencing antibody mediated rejection, or AMR. In addition, we also entered into a collaboration with Vitaeris for a monoclonal antibody as part of our growing transplant capabilities. Second is CIDP, which is a neurological condition that affects a patient's nervous system. Last year, Privigen was approved for CIDP indication in the US, and most recently, our subcutaneous product Hizentra was approved for CIDP in both the US and Europe. Both these approvals give us a differentiated product offering and allows us to compete more vigorously in the neurological segment of the IG market. Other major developments include our recent acquisition of Calimmune, a Californian-based biotech company which is focused on gene and cell-based therapy for the treatment of rare genetic disorders. CSL112, which is a product we are looking at to prevent secondary heart attacks. Our phase 3 study commenced in April, and this is the largest research project that CSL has ever undertaken. And finally, CSL730. This is a FC multimer protein that we are working on with Momenta and have commenced a phase 1 study. This is the final piece of our capital allocation pie that I would like to talk about, and one closest to your hearts, I suspect. In terms of dividends, at CSL we don't have a formal dividend policy. However, I think history and this chart speaks for itself. Dividends have been growing at an average rate of 13% over the past 8 years, with our consistent payout ratio of between 40 to 50% of our earnings. If you were wise enough to invest into the IPO in 1994 and taking into account the 3-for-1 share split in 2017, your dividend yield for fiscal 2017 would have been 230%. Not a bad return for a stock not usually associated with a high dividend yield. The other part of the shareholder returns equation has been our share buyback program, which has delivered 24% earnings per share accretion over the past decade. As we purchased stock on market and cancelled them, our earnings per share improved with fewer shares on issue and our weighted average cost of capital has been reduced. In closing, I would like to summarise what we believe are our strengths at CSL. CSL has grown to become the global leader in the US $29 billion plasma protein industry. This is an achievement that we are proud of, and it is our priority to maintain leadership in this market. Another one of our objectives is to be the most efficient and highest quality plasma player. We do this by operating one of the world's largest and most efficient plasma collection networks with over 190 centres globally today, and this differentiates us from our competitors. We have a broad portfolio of products and global sales reach. We continue to invest in research and development capabilities to ensure that we maintain a robust pipeline of new and innovative products. With our Seqirus business, we are now the second largest influenza vaccine manufacturer in the world, and our strategy to turn Seqirus into a profitable business is on track. Finally, we have a strong balance sheet and we generate strong cash flow. Overall, CSL has a strong platform to deliver sustainable growth. So, with that, I'd like to draw to a close and I'd be happy to take any questions you may have. We also have some roving microphones in the room. If you can please stand or put your hand up, we'll get one over to you so that we can ensure everyone can hear your question. Thank you.